Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw Yisrael. We saw Yisod Gadol, the difference between the Shmira of a Tam and the Shmira of a Muad, that a Muad is enough if you have Shmira Pchusa, whereas a Tam Shmira Pchusa doesn't help. And we explained that when it comes to a muad, that's what the Torah is talking about. It says shmira, and that's shmira p'chusa. Tama doesn't talk about shmira, it doesn't talk about the bailim, and therefore shmira p'chusa is not enough. And if you do good shmira, shmira mu'ula, so then that's not what the parish is talking about, b'chla. So, and then the person's a patra al tzonis if he does a shmira mu'ula. But since the Tama doesn't mention shmira, it doesn't mention the bailim, mele, even if he does shmira, he's still chayiv. Now, Gemara tells us that the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda, Shalamu Adai B'Shmira Pchuta, Zorak Al HaChatzi Nezek HaSheni, that's only for the second Chatzi of the Nezek, that's added on to the Chatzi Nezek Shemishalim Shortam. But the Chatzi Nezek that he pays Al Tzitam, he has to pay even if the Shor is Muad when he wasn't Shomer Shmira Mu'ula. In other words, that Shmir Pchus is enough is only for half the Nezik, not for the whole thing. Only for the Muad side, but for the other side, the first half, for the Tam side, then Shmir Pchus is not enough that he has to pay. That's the Din of Rabbi Yehuda. So, on this Tosfos says, Nisvara Omerken, De'atu Mishum Shenaseh Muad Gara V'Yipater, Filo Mechatzi Nezik B'Shmira Pchuta. זאת אומרת שדברי הגמרא האלו הם סברה, שלא ייתכן שכשהשור נהיה מועד, it's just logic. It can't be that if the shore is a shore מועד, that's going to patter him from the חצי נזק when he does a שמיר פחוסה. שמיר פחוסה doesn't patter you from חצי נזק, so how does being a מועד help you on that first half? So this is all a logical construct. אז אם ככה שואלים תוספות, ואם תאמר, התנך לחומרד, איתלן למימר צעת עמוד במקומה עומדת, מספרה דקית פיריש, אלא לכולה, ואין משתלם, אלא מגופו, ואימה מדינה פוטרופוס, מנהלן. אז קשה, שהרי הדין של צעת תמוס במקום עומד, is this idea, that the צעת תמוס stays in place, was said, even to leave with the first chatzin nezek, kulois, leniencies that were extant when the animal was a tam. For example, is a kuli yishalmenu migufo, and if it costs more than gufo, then you don't have to pay it. Of course, more than gufo, sure, you don't have to pay it. V'gam shelo ma'amidim alav apotropos. Like we see in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, meaning that Beis Din doesn't establish an apotropos for a tam, for a short tam of a chayr shayt of a katan, to be goy v'chatzi nezek. That's a kula. So the kulas are also going to remain in place. As Mas Farabaze. Shuv. Vim Toma Tenech Lechuma. I get it, Lechuma. That the Tzad Thomas is going to stay Bimakoma. Because that's the Svara. In other words, now it's more Chamor. Because it's a Muad. So, I understand. That if it's lechumra, now that it's a muad, we're going to go lechumra. So that means that tzad tam is b'mekom omedes, and therefore it's going to have a chumra v'tan that you have to pay, the owner has to pay, even if he did shmir p'chusa, because that's the chumra that now it's a muad, but it doesn't lose the chumra of being a tan. So that's all about the chumra. But how do you know it remains with the kulas? שהרי הדין של צד תאומת במקומה עומדת, נאמר גם להשאיר בחצי נזק הראשון כולות. כשישה מנה מגובו, ושלא מדין על האפוטרופוס, like we said, what's the svar? ויש לומר, הועיל וצריכים אנו לומר, צד תמות במקומה עומדת לחומרה, הוא הדין לכולה, so since we say it לחומרה, we also say it לכולה. ומי הוא להיפטר בהודעתו, למה דאמר פעל גניסקה כנסה, לא אמרינן במקומה עומדת, כיוון דיעד לאו כנסה הוא. הסוברים שתשלום חצי נזק, בתם הוא כנס, הוא פטור ממנו, כשאדם מעצמו, כחום מודה בכנס שפטור, בזה לא שייך לומר צד תמות במקומה עומדת, ושתוריה להודע לפטרו על החצי נזק הראשון גם כשהוא מועד, משום שכיוון שנהיה מועד, כל הסכום כולו הוא ממון ולא כנס. זאת אומרת, שיש לנו פה סברה. סברה היא, that just like the chomeretic, it keeps its satamus, so to the cool it keeps its satamus. Except for one thing. Except for the fact that knas, that chatzi, according to one opinion of the Gemara, chatzi nezik is a knas. But if you're paying the whole nezik, it's not a knas, it's a mammon. And when you become a muad, when the animal becomes a muad, you're probably not a muad. But when the animal becomes a muad, of course not. When the animal becomes a muad, then you're a holy person. When the animal becomes a muad, then memela the whole payment is mammon, and when it was a knas, we said ma'ida b'knas pater, but now there's no normal ma'ida b'knas pater. Ad kan midivrei kotshei shel ha'taisus, ve'lefi dvareinu b'shiur hakodem hadvarim meirim b'siyata d'shmaya. Hadvarim, I like to say this, meirim kesapirim. It is as clear and beautiful as sapphires. Dahani tre dinim, these two dinim of tzatamus b'makoy mo'imedes, that the tzatamus remains in place as with regard to the fact that if he was shomer shmira p'chusa, he's chayav on the tzatamus, even if it's a shor amuad, and the tzvaitezach, the din shemishtalem migufoy, parvayu shoresh v'yesod echad lahem. They both have one yesod, the din of Shalosh Shem Roshmir Pchusa, Yischayev Gam Behuad, and Din Mishtalim Begufa, in other words, the Chumra, that you have to pay for a time if you're Shem Roshmir Pchusa, and the Kula, that you're only Mishtalim Begufa. They both have one Shoresh V'Yisod, because as we explain, the reason that a time, if you guarded it, is Shmira Pchusa, an inferior Shmira, an inferior guarding, the reason that is not okay, the reason that you're chayiv in such a case, if you're a shomer shmir prusa, is because the tviya is klape hashor gufo. Tviya is klape the ox itself, and not the bailim. So what does it matter if the bailim was shomer karoi? Hashem came b'muad, the tain is on the bailim. And since the bailim was shomer karoi, what tain do you have on him? But then you can ask on this, but so gamamuah, yesh b'chal masayim manem v'kol ha'pachos, he should be chayiv on the tzadatamus. Because on the tzadatamus, you have a tain on the shore itself. And the shore itself, since the shore did this damage, so you have to pay the chatzi nezik even with the shmira, because the tain is on the shore, not on the bailam. So it would appear that that's the shayrash ha'machlekes, if tzadatamus bin b'koy ma'imedis or not. The one who holds in the Gemara that's ain't tzadatamus bin b'koy ma'imedis is because he holds that it behuad nasin nakhon, so the shore has no shlit on his goof. So he now is makabel the tev of negicha. V'chol ha'tviya me'ati klapei ha'baylim, the whole tviya now is vis-a-vis the baylim. And therefore, ein tzad tamus b'mekoymo imedes. It loses its tzad tamus, because you don't have a tain on the shore anymore. The shore now is a tev of negicha. Leave the shore out of this. Now the whole time is on the person. You have no tvi on the gufa shore anymore. The shore lost control of itself. Hashem came the man the omer that holds satamus b'mekoymo imedes. So he holds b'emet that the tiny klape ashore is in batal. And therefore, satamus b'mekoymo imedes, the shore is chayv l'kol apachos on the chelek hatan. So the shore still is responsible for itself for half. And then the other half is on the bailin. So now, Tosis is mamish gevaldik. That's why we say both. On one hand, we say, Linyan shmira dechayiv gam b'shamra shmira p'chusa, hi anay senes, that mishtalim migufa. Because the shara shadin of tzatamus m'koy me'medes, that he's chayv v'chatzi nezek, even if he's shomer shmira prusa, we explained it's because the tviya is not klape the bailim, because sof sof, the bailim were shomer karoi. The tviya is who? It's klape the shor gufo. The shor did a maisa nezek. So if that's goy vazoi, if the tviya is klape the shor, then ein mishtalim, mele megufo. So you can't separate between the two. Hainuach. Hainuach. So that's mamish gevaldik pshat and taisvis. The Gemara on page 41b says the following. Tanu Rabbanan. Ubal ashor naki, ketuv ba'pasuk ubal ashor naki, meaning if the shore kills someone, shore tan. Rabbi Eliezer omer, naki mechatzi kofil. Ketuv ze balalamed, that if there's a shore tan who kills a person, the bailim are clean, afilu mechatzi kofil. You don't have to pay half a kofil, otherwise you would say no. That just like for a muad you pay a whole koifer, you have to pay half a koifer. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, v'lo hu atzmoi mishtalem ela migufo. Zot omer, tashlum ze, haim mishtalem ela migufo shel ashor. Fi shematzanu b'tashlumei chatzi nezek shel shor tam. Kivan sheshor ze niskal v'nesar b'hana'a, v'eino shave klum, meheichan yigba hayoresh et yigve hayoresh et ha'ore, et ha'arug, shall I look at a coffin? Your mother will bala show, have you elevated him? You shall end up. He'll say, then bring the short of base in, he'll pay, which obviously he can't because he's in Isra Hana. Because Pashad is not paying Khatzi Kofa. Torah doesn't have to teach us this din according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Torah is teaching us you don't have to pay a Khatzi Kofa. Akiva says, this is doch Pashad. That you're not paying a chatzi kofer, because where do you have to pay from? Payment of the shore is migufu shel shore. And this shore is aser v'hana, it's chayv skills aser v'hana. So it's pashut, that's not where it's coming from. Ad kan mitivrei agmara. Hatosfot sham al atal. Omrim kach. V'im tomar. V'hale Rabbi Yehuda mu'ad meshalem kofir shalem af api shashor niskar l'ktiv ashor yisakel u'ktiv im kofir yushat alav im ken meshalem min ha'aliyah af agav dilnyan nizakin mishtalem migufo ditzad tamut b'mkoma omedet. Stomeret, Tosis is asking, really, maybe Behemet, he should pay the koifer men aliyah. Who says that he pays it from Gufo? Ve'en ze dome letashlumei nezek. Tashlumei nezek, the tam pays me Gufo. But the tashlum e koifer maybe pays min aliyah, not migufo. Like we find Rabbi Yehuda, that even though he holds that legabi tashlum e nezek, zatam is b'mekoyim o'emedes, and a muad is mishalim chatzi nezek harishon migufoi, nevertheless legabi koifer, he's mishalim min aliyah, because the shore is niskal. So just like you find by a muad, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold Sa'at Thomas bin Mekoyim Amedah, so it's still a tam. And nevertheless, you're paying min aliyah. So also, in other words, you're not paying from the Guf HaShor, so why don't we say here also? That you're not paying the Guf HaShor when it comes to a tam. You're right, the Tashlumei Nezek is the Guf HaShor, but when it kills somebody, then the Tashlumei Koyfer It's not going to be Migufo, it's going to be Minaliyah, so it's not a problem that it's also Bahanoi. Zot Kushiat Atosvot. Onim Tosvot, Vyesh Lomar, the Shiny Muad, the Golil Bekra, Vishema Mitzad Muede, Vishema Mitzad Muedet, Machaivu Akatuv Kofel Shalem. Aval Tam, the Loktiv Lehed, Behedia. לא מצי למלף אלא מניזקן וניזקן גופי ומגופו. זאת אומרת, מועד זה שונה, because the פסוק was מגלה, במפורש, שישלם כופר מהעלייה. וייתכן שהסברה היא, משום שדין תשלום כופר שלם הוא מדין מועד. That's what Tosis means when he says the shiny muad, the goli beikra. Muad's different because the pasuk was megale that he pays men aliyah v'shema mitzad muad is mechayvo. You know why he's paying aliyah? Mitzad that he's a muad. The pasuk is mechayvo koyfer shalem. Aval tam if he's mishalem chatzik koyfer, he's mishalem migufo. Because we don't see in the Torah a tashlam of chatzi kofer. In other words, the only source you have to learn here is from his tashlam einezek. His tashlam einezek is migufo. Since his tashlam einezek is migufo, so too his tashlam kofer is going to be migufo, and this shor zaser b'ana. Mashen kein muad, he's paying men aliyah because the pasuk was megala sheishan kofer men aliyah. And the reason might be is because regular kofar is paid from aliyah. The nezek of muad is paid min aliyah. So therefore the kofar is also going to be paid min aliyah. So based on our derech, we can explain pshat and tosis like this. That by muad, it's pashut the gemara that the chi of kofar is mitzana tviya klapi abaylim. And the mice of the shore, like it says, "V'lo yishmerenu." The lochiv of the bailam of kofir is coming from the makom achiv of gam baal of yumas. That's the whole meaning of kofir is because the chiv of bailam, and just like the chiv of nisa kulo is ala bailam, ken gam a kofir habal b'mekoymai is all the chiv of the baal, and therefore you can't say that even part of the kofir will be mishtala mikufa shel ashore. It has nothing to do with the shore. And then you're paying the koifer for the muad, it's completely mitzad the bailam, it's not mitzad the shore. But when the tam, it's partially more the other way. That's klapi the bailam. We don't have any tviya, we don't have any tiny klapi the bailam, it's all klapi the shore. And the shore is aser bahana, and the shore you're bringing to Beis Din. So that's the difference between the chiyuv koifer by muad and chiyuv koifer by tam. Chiyuv koifer by muad is mitzad the the person, merely he's paying muad shalem. He's paying kofer shalem in aliyah. And because the ax anyway is aser b'ana, so what are you paying from? You're paying from your own pocket. Because the shor is niskal, so what are you paying from your own pocket? In aliyah. But when it comes to the tam, you're paying from the guf ashor, and the guf ashor is aser b'ana. In the Gemara Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, it says that if someone threw a baby from a roof and a shore caught the baby in its horns and the baby died, it's machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Rabbonan. That. And then it says, Disanya, Venasim Pidjay Navsho. Rabbi Yishmael, Venosho, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka says that Dmei Mazik, that Legabe Shor Shaharik Shemshalim Koifer, Venasim Pidjay Navsho. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Venosho, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, it's Dmei Mazik. And according to the Rabbanon, it's Dmei Nizak. And that machlokes is also going to be a machlokes about the person who threw the baby, Mirosh Agag Veshor Kibla B'Karnav. And that's how the baby died. Are the Bailam of the Shor going to be Chayav HaKoyfer? It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan broken the Chachamim. Because Rabbi Chachamim holds May Nizak you pay, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch holds May Mazik. So Rashi explains the machlokes is Lenin Koyfer. According to the Re, who says that the mazik shayminan, you pay the value of the mazik, and you have to pay kofir. The mazik has to pay his value. But when your bunny holds main nizik, high law of a dumim. How can you pay the main nizik? This baby doesn't have dumim. Baby's about to die. He's no value. No monetary value and no market value. So therefore your pater. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, this is Koifer b'mazik, you pay the Koifer in such a case? According to Rabbani, you don't. However, Rabbeinu Chananel, learned Andrish. Rabbeinu Chananel, Bashor, v'kiblo b'karna, v'harga machokas, Rabbi Yishmael b'nerv, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokohu, d'sanye, v'nosan, l'lepidya nafshad, d'mei nizik, Yishmael loymer, d'mei mazik. The Rabbanan, that made main nizik, according to the rabbis, we nizik chay of Baal HaShor b'Koifer, fakered from Rashi. The Baal HaShor is chayv in the Koifer, because the shore killed. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, since the shore killed, it's the main nizik, he has to pay his own value. That's the Rabbanan. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that according to the Rabbanan, he has to pay the main nizik, meaning the value of the baby. Because his shore killed his baby, so he has to pay the main nizik. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says the main mazik, perish the mazik hu hayachayev misa. That the rabbis argue, you'd have been Seira, Patrile, Koshken al Shoiloi. In other words, like this, Ben Ochanal says that if the axe kills the baby, because he caught the baby in his horns and the baby died that way, it's a machlokes, that according to the rabbis who say Dmei Nizik, here you have to pay Dmei Nizik, kill the baby. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says Dmei Mazik, a mazik is only chayev because he didn't guard his axe properly. That's why he has to pay kofir. So it's as if he killed. Just the Torah's Rachmanis and says pay kofir. But here he himself wouldn't be chayev in such a case. Because the rabbis pater. In the previous case in the Gemara, the rabbis say that if ba tinok mirosh agag uba'ach ev kibla b'sayev, there's a tinok b'rosh agag, and then somebody smashes it on the ground with a sword, chas v'shalom. So according to the Rabbanim, we say pater. So just like in the case of the person if the person himself is holding the sword, he'd be pater. So too, in the case of the axe. When the axe did it, if a human being would have killed the animal this way, then he'd be putter. So when the axe kills the human being this way, then the owner of the axe is also putter. So if you hold to May Mazik, you can't be collect May Mazik. Because the Mazik isn't chayv. You only collect koifer if the Mazik is chayv. Because he wasn't guarding koray, but here the Mazik isn't chayv. Because if a human being would have done what the axe did, the human being would have been off the hook. So the axe is also off the hook, and so is the owner. Ad kan midivrei Rabbeinu Chananel. V'nera shehadvarim mitba'arim. V'ma she'amarnu, that the Indian koifer is gedar tashlum v'oinesh al chelek hacheit, shebin odem lachaveiro shegoram b'maisa retzicha. What's koifer? Koifer, you're paying and being punished for one's involvement in the killing. And the Gemara says that if he minyan kofer, if someone threw a baby mirosh hagag and the shore caught the baby in his horns, and that's how the baby died. So then in kofer, it's taloi. Does he have to pay kofer? It's taloi if you say dmei nizik or dmei mazik. Because there in the sugya we see that linyan ritzicha, we say that you require kol nefesh. You have to take the whole soul. And therefore the rabbis say that if 10 people hit somebody, they're pater. Why? Because they didn't take the whole soul. Kol nefesh ma'ashen chavid is kol nefesh levada. And here he didn't kill the whole soul when 10 people hit him. Al pizeu dem ushamu bagmara kan shim koifer dmei mazikem. אם כן, הדין נותן שמעשה הריגה של השור נידונו כמעשה עבירה שבין אדם למקום ממש. אם כן, דין הוא שבמקרה כזה, שגם אדם פטור בדין עד כל נפש, וגם בהרג שור אין מקום לחייבו בכופר. כיוון שחסר זה בשם מעשה רציחה, כיוון שחסר בכל נפש, אבל אם נאמר שכופר דמי נזק, אם כן, אבי ממש בגדר חטא שבין אדם לחברו. ולא כלל כל עד כל נפש. ומשום כך, מתחייב בעל השור בכופר, שהרי שורו הרג. It's like this. If you say you have to pay דמי מזיק, what does it mean you have to pay דמי מזיק? That you have to pay the value of the one who does the hezik. Why? Because he's doing a sin to God. When his ox killed, he's doing a sin to God. And if so, in a case where if the man did it, it wouldn't be a sin to God. He'd be putter. So too if the ox does it. Because there's no shame ma'aser ritzicha here. Because we lack the kol nefesh. So that's where Rabbeinu Hananel says, but if you hold the main mazik, he's pater. Because if a person would do it this way, if a person receives the animal with a sword, he's pater. Why? Because we say it has to be kol nefesh. And we don't say he took the whole nefesh. Because the guy on the roof threw him down, that's also part of the murder. That's also, he's going to die anyway. So what this guy did is he considered taking kol nefesh because this child was about to die anyway, Rahman al-Islam. So that's not kol nefesh. Now if you say the main mazik, and it's a sin bein adam lamakom, but since if in the case of the, that's why you have to pay dmei mazik, because one has to redeem himself to God, because he sinned to God. But if a human being would do what the ox did, the human being would be off the hook, so the ox is also off the hook, and therefore there's no tashlam kofar for being makabel b'karnov, for catching the animal in its horns and killing the baby. But if you say that kofar is dmei nizik, it's mamish begeder chayadam benon lechaver. What's mean dmei nizik? I'm paying for the damage of the nezik. It's benon lechavera. It's by the yorshin dmei nizik. So if it's a chayda benon lechavera, there's no klal of kol nefesh. That you have to take the whole soul, and therefore the baal ashor is going to pay the koifer. Why is he going to pay the koifer? Because his shor killed. So he says to Rabbeinu Hananel says, the Rabban Adami Dmei Nizek Chayev Baal Asher B'Koyfer. Why? Because Shayishar Harag. Since his ox killed, it's a din ben amla chaver, according if you hold Dmei Nizek. And therefore, you don't need to come out to Kol Nefesh. Kol Nefesh is only ben amla makom, not ben amla chaver. Even if it isn't Kol Nefesh, you still have to pay. That's if you hold the main nizik. The value of the dead person. And then it's a din ben ala chavero. And the There's not going to be payment because there is going to be payment because here we don't say kol nefesh. If you hold domain nizik, we don't come on to kol nefesh. And therefore, there's a chi of kofir, there's a chi of tashlim kofir, because it doesn't have to be kofir, because it's ben am lachavero. The whole din of kol nefesh is on the middle of makom. And if it's a din, if we say it's a din ben am lachavero, if you hold domain mazik, then we would say kol nefesh. But if it's a din ben am lachavero, and you say domain nizik, and Shaman the Fishov Yoshel Ameis, so you're going to have to pay the complete kofir because it's short killed. Since it's short killed, even though it wasn't called Nefesh, you have to pay the kofir. The main Nizik he did is the Minan Lachavero. So again, if you hold main Nizik, like the Rabbanon, then in this case, you have to pay because it's Begidre Ben Adam Lachavero. You don't need Kol Nefesh. And if the Baal is sure, it's going to be Chayiv Kofir if he was Mekabel B'Karnav. It's according to the Ravana. But if you hold a Meimazik, that means it's Ben Adam Lamakom. You have to pay your own payment. And but if you're going to be Pater, if you did it, then the sure is also Pater. Just like if a person was Mekabel B'Karnav, he's Pater. The falling baby, so too the shore is Makabla Bakarnav. The owner of the shore is going to be put. That's all Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. But Shitas Rashi is Lahefech. Rashi says that if Kofir is the main Nizik, then what do we say? It's Begeder Dine Nizakin Sheminad Lachavero. It's not Begidre Ritzicha. Why are you paying the domain nizik? Because it's begidre nizikin, dine nizikin, shvelan lachavero. It's not begidre ritzicha. And because of this, what do we say? What's the dine nizik ben madan lachavero? Mana sfira savar. The guy in the bottom is only breaking a broken kli. That's what the Rashi says. Hai lo avale damim upater. He doesn't have money. He's not worth money. The baby's not worth money. And therefore the guy's pater. The guy who killed him is Pater. The owner of the shore is Pater. That's Rashi Dibra Maskle Plinter of Shmov Rabbanim. Then in Koifer, Rabbi Shmov, Damar Koifer, Ben Mazik Sheminan. He's Mishalim the Koifer. Why is he Mishalim the Koifer? Because you can assess the value. The Mazik has value. So you assess the value of the Mazik. But if you hold Domain Nizik, that means that it's Begidre Nizikin. Oh, we're in the world of Nizikin. So this baby doesn't have value. There's no market value. He's about to die. Manasvira suffer. He's breaking a broken kli. Baby's anyway going to die. So just like if he was Makabo Vesayev Pater, so to Bashar Vekibla Bakarnav Pater. Because if you hold it, normally you have to pay domain nizik. Here the nizik has no domain. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yorban Roshim Yocham ben Broka, we don't care that the nizik has no domain because he's paying the domain mazik. And since he's paying the domain mazik, so there would be a chi of kofir in Bashar v'kibla b'karna. According to the Rabbanim, there's no chi because you're paying domain nizik and there is no value to the nizik. That's Shitas Rashi. So יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדון, אבל ברוך השם ראינו יסודות נפלאים, ובעזרת השם אני מקווה מאוד שנחזור ונשנה פרק זה. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מורי מורי.